everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in 65?
Adam Driver, yeah. He's in space.
Yeah. But then he's on ground.
Oh. He gets hit with an undocumented asteroid, and then his ship, from what
an
I can
get... undocumented asteroid?
Yeah, you document some of them.
You're making fun of me, but that's a line in the trailer.
It just seems weird to call an asteroid an undocumented. Like,
it's funny to imagine that if he got hit with an asteroid that was documented, he wouldn't have brought it up.
Well, I think the thing is, it's the far future, and space travel's common, so...
You gotta document them asteroids.
It's a hazard.
It's like documenting whales in the sea, so you know where they are.
So they don't hit
your boat or whatever.
I'd say it's like if there's a lighthouse that floated.
No.
It's like document the whales
so they don't hit your boat, because you know how whales...
Well, maybe not now, but it probably would have been useful once.
When?
When ships were weaker to whales.
I think, what?
When ships were weakened to whales?
So weaker to whales.
You know, when hitting a whale was more of a problem.
Would wreck your boat, then you'd run it over with a whale.
Wreck your boat now,
wreck a boat now. I'm no boat whale expert, but I would assume.
In a clip of a TV show that I've never seen but famously have consumed in... GIFs, small YouTube clips that I watch against my will, so therefore probably TikTok reels that have been posted on Facebook as reels.
Yeah.
In Du Bois, Amazon Prime's original series, Du Bois.
Yeah.
They drive a boat through a whale and the whale loses, but that's...
Does it fuck up the boat?
I mean, yes. It gets
so then it would be good to document the whales.
No, but it's tricky because they...
That whale is controlled by a man.
And that whale is parked in between boat and land, and that boat wants to go to the land. So
it'd be kind of better for the
whales
to document the boats.
Yeah,
really,
to be honest. Yeah. Or to get away from that man.
Yes. That's in the boy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yes, okay, so Adam Driver gets hit by an undocumented asteroid, crash lands.
His ship is full of
guys.
People? Guys,
it seems like it's like maybe a
repopulation.
Yeah, like an arc type situation.
Yeah. Crash lands on a mystery planet.
Yeah.
Where is this? Whoa.
We don't know. He's like, things are a bit fuckity doody.
Yeah, I've seen a big dinosaur footprint. I'm sure that's weird. Yeah. Aliens, probably.
Yeah, probably aliens.
It's probably regular size aliens with big feet.
Yeah, and then lo and behold,
A T-Rex
comes for him.
Now, there is two things in the... Three, two,
one,
two or three, one. There is a couple of things in the trailer that explain either a little bit too much or are intentionally misleading. Mm-hmm. So the name 65, as revealed in the trailer, is because 65 million years ago was when dinosaurs lived on Earth. He has definitely gone back in time, and that is definitely Earth.
Or, hear me out, he will then seed Earth or something. Mm. Like, it's like a reverse situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's
like
still...
he's from a precursor civilization or whatever.
And this is...
He's either come from the future to Earth in its past.
Okay. This is like
a
Battlestar
Galactica
situation where it's like we're going to journey to the lost colony and, we're actually finding prehistoric Earth.
Yeah. Except in Battlestar Galactica, they actually reference All Along the Watchtower, a song that was written on actual Earth, so it all falls apart.
No, that just kind of psychically blooded.
Falls apart.
No, everything was pretty much nailed.
Every human being is born knowing All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, it's like
you can't hear a song 65 million years before Bob Dylan's born.
But there is a scene in there where one of them, she comes back as an angel. So that's kind of fun. The ending of Battlestar Galactica is one of the funniest things because it's like, we finally got rid of robots. Here's a montage of the current robots that we should all be terrified of because I don't know. I don't trust no fucking robot.
Awesome.
One of the bad guys in Battlestar Galactica is called the Zergs or something.
Cylons.
Isn't that freaking Buzz Lightyear's dad or whatever?
No, that's Starcraft is the Zergs.
Oh, that's right, Zerg Rush. Yeah, I'm across it.
But Zerg is also Buzz
That's
Lightyear's.
Emperor Zurg, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Buzz, well, depending on which canon you're going by, it's either Buzz Lightyear's dad or Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah,
that's true. Mm. That is interesting.
Lightyear, truly one of the worst movies of 2022.
Yeah, it was really atrocious.
Mm. Yeah, a baffling one. Poor young Andy getting confused by the Buzz Light.
So if in the way Toy Story works.
Yeah.
If the way it works is that Buzz Lightyear thinks that he is Buzz Lightyear from the movie.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And that is the case with Zurg as well, because we see that in Toy Story 2. Where did any of them get the idea they were father and son?
I guess you just have to assume.
At what point are we getting Buzz Lightyear from in the toy? Is he from the start of the movie or the end of the movie?
Oh, good question.
Well, I mean, he's got all the stuff, so it has to be the end of the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe another Zurg pops up that is his dad.
Maybe
he had a bit of space memory loss.
Maybe becoming a toy fucks you up somehow.
In the TV series, it's Zurg's the dad, maybe?
Buzz Lightyear Star Wars Lightyear Command or whatever.
Did someone just put in a Darth Vader brain?
Somebody actually
put like a Darth Vader like head on top of a Zurg body, toy. And that's the one that they got. Buzz is already confused.
He's already fucked up because he's the second Buzz or whatever. Yeah. Or I forget how many Buzzes there are in that movie.
If someone missed the first 1 minute of this episode. But I guess
argued about whales? Now that I know that whales need to avoid boats, not the other way around, this Zurg conversation makes way more sense. I love Baseless Speculation, the pop culture entertainment news program I listen to.
And then somehow I missed the first minute of, even though it's a podcast.
Yeah, can't rewind.
Too bad.
I like to hit skip about 4 minutes, like 4 minutes worth of skip just to see what happens.
Yeah,
I like to imagine everyone that listens to this on a phone, their phone's broken.
Yeah. You ain't listening to Baseless Speculation with a non-cracked screen. Come on.
Just skip to the next one. There's people around you looking down at the phone being like, really?
Really?
How you pass the time?
This is what you do
in
your life?
No, I swear. It just did it by itself.
My screen's cracked.
I'm holding
also,
it for a friend.
It's cracked in a way that it just keeps selecting Baseless Speculation, but then also holds down the skip button a bit.
If you're the kind of person that listens to Baseless Speculation, you're also the kind of person who drops your phone in the toilet. Okay? That's not a comment on you at all. That's just how it is, all right? Yeah. We can't change the cosmic architecture of the universe.
It's not a Venn diagram,
okay?
It's just a circle. Yeah, exactly. I listened to Baseless Speculation and dropped my phone in the toilet. AMA.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. Which episode were you listening to when you dropped it?
Were you pissing or shitting?
Both.
Oh, yeah.
Both at the same time.
Yeah, I really opened myself up.
You ever go to a Baseless Speculation live show, go to the toilet, just full of phones? Oh, that's right. We're Baseless Speculation. I mean,
anyway, time
scenario.
To take a pre-show
Good
piss.
To take a mid-show piss. Yeah.
Oh, I guess my phone's in there too.
Coming back on stage, guess what I did?
And then in unison, the crowd, drop your phone in the toilet.
Yeah!
Hey guys, you sold out the show, but unfortunately due to the works, you now have to do it plumbing. You owe us $10,000.
Oh, man.
I never thought you could clog a toilet with phones, but... Well, you proved us wrong.
Well, we did it. I don't know if this is a world record, but maybe... Guinness?
I'd give him a call, but...
yeah, my phone's probably racked now.
Hey, excuse me, bar manager, can I borrow your phone? I'm just going to go and take a call in the bathroom.
Oh, I need to take a piss.
No!
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, do you have a second phone? Maybe a
or
landline?
A towel?
Some wet wipes would be ideal.
Hey, so web-based speculation, thank you so much for, you know... hosting us tonight. I'm going to say, can you put rice in the toilet instead of water? Okay. It's really going to work out better for you. Or keep rice on hand or something.
Yeah.
It's the one and only thing in our rider.
We need rice for Al and the audience's phones.
Hey, I know this is a little bit of a weird request, but can we have no bathroom access for this show?
It's better for us.
Yeah.
People are going to understand.
I'm happy to print off some signs and just write piss outside. If that's
leave your phones here, piss outside. Otherwise, you'll drop your phone in the bush you're pissing on, or whatever. Okay, so this is for your.
Oh, no! Now I'm busy on my phone. That's on the other crowd. The screen's cracked.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If only I never listened to baseless speculation. The implication somehow we did it.
Yeah.
We are to blame. So, okay.
So in Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a question?
I asked the question.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to the end.
How did they fuck up Zurg's brain, basically? Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. How'd they fuck up the Lightyear movie?
Yeah, I don't know. But it was really, really bad.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so in 65.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess. He could also be going like 65 million light years away from where he currently is.
Except in the trailer, it fades in and says 65 million years ago.
Could be anything.
We don't know.
Was part of the trailer that Jackson stopped at?
Oh, yeah. Before. So it's also worth noting that Jackson, so antsy to record a podcast.
I love my job.
Yeah.
I love the time I spend with you boys.
So there's two things that...
is that such a crime?
The best way to record an episode with... Well, there's two ways you record an episode with Jackson. One, you have the time to stop playing Bloodborne because it's time to record an episode.
Uh-huh.
Or you're in the middle of doing something, he stands up and says, shall we? and today, that happened. We finished... Watching the trailer for 65, and I don't know if, I mean, sure, listeners of Baseless Speculation have probably seen a movie trailer before. Mm-hmm. Usually it comes up with the title and there's a little scene afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that scene is inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a big reveal.
You didn't know that.
Jackson turned the TV off.
I liked my odds.
You didn't even stop the video. You just turned the TV off. And we were like, that trailer wasn't done. You're like, oh, whoops.
Wouldn't it be funny if we'd just accepted it, come in, done the episode, come back out, turned the TV back on, saw the end of the trailer, and it was super relevant?
Mm.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Well, Adam Driver gets dragged off by a dinosaur. So he might die in the movie, I guess. He won't. But.
Yeah, he won't. He won't. He won't die in the movie.
But yeah, you've watched a lot of pop culture trailers before, a lot of Marvel films and stuff like that. Yeah. They actually have a massive reveal in that
line. Like I said, I liked my odds. Mm. Yeah, and I was right. So. Yeah.
Liked your odds or just weren't thinking.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I liked my odds.
Yeah. And obviously the other very common thing is we'll be having a lunch break and someone that's in the podcast will still be halfway through their meal because they chew their food.
Yeah.
And you, Jackson, will have slurped down his drink, which you'll be able to tell because you audibly hear this noise.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Gotta get it down, dude.
Is that a drink or food? Could be either at this point.
Shall we? I'm still eating. Oh.
We'll finish up.
And then Bloodborne turns on.
And he'll sit there for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll call out, we're recording? And you're like halfway through a meal in a minute.
Everyone's so slow. And I'm so quick.
Yeah. So I guess
such
like
an eager boy to work.
Yeah.
I love working. I love putting my nose to that grindstone.
Yeah, you love. And you've watched Shang-Chi yet, yeah?
There's a lot of movies out.
Yeah, no, because last time
in
the Scream episode.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to it, go back. Unless you avoided listening to it because we spoil Scream heaps, in which case, fair enough.
Yeah.
Watch the Scream movies and get back to it.
And you said you were going to.
Yeah, you said
I saw
Scream.
Skinner Marink at the movies.
That's not either of the things you claimed in that episode.
What's the other thing I said?
You said you were like, I'm going to watch the Scream movies before Scream comes out.
I say a lot of things, dude.
And then I said, it comes out in March, and you said, oh. And then you said, I'll watch. Oh, yeah. And then we did a bit of an update on how things have been going in Baseless Speculation.
Sure.
A lot of us have been running our mouths. And I was like, well, I've read two of the five issues of Trouble. Yeah. Let me tell you, it's a train ride. And then... Something else came up. It's a train ride.
Classic train ride.
You love train rides.
You're going from A to B. You know?
That's so funny to call something neutral a train ride. Dude, it's one hell of a train ride. It's normal.
It's a drive to work.
yeah.
And then you said, Shang-Chi, I haven't watched it yet, but I got a lot of free time this week, I think is what you said.
Do we think I'll watch it by the end of the year?
No.
What do you reckon?
I reckon there's a big chance that you miss something else somehow.
Yeah. Like another.
You'll be sick or something the day we go to the movies, and you'll be like, "Oh, I didn't see
Ant-Man and the Wasp or whatever."
Yeah,
it's just not happening.
Yeah.
I get one chance.
You make it seem like that we're taking it away from you. You don't get one chance.
If only it wasn't so accessible.
Yeah.
If only it was on something like a streaming service.
Yeah. Oh no, that's fair enough.
The company pays for.
Yeah.
So that
would be nice.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would
the
be like
employee can keep up to date.
Yeah, but that's right. Because you also said you're gonna watch all of Daredevil.
Yeah, it's not out yet.
Yeah, but that's 18 episodes.
I'll watch Daredevil, dude. I watched She-Hulk. I didn't have to.
You did. I mean, you...
No.
We did.
No, wait, no.
Don't play up shade. Was it any TV show this year I don't have to watch except for Daredevil? What was that deal? What was the Faustian pact
we made? The Faustian pact was please do your job.
Yeah.
Do the thing watch your thing. The thing you're paid to do.
I'm glad just you saw Skinamarink, though. I'm sure that's going to be very relevant for Baseless Speculation. What's going to happen in Skinamarink 2?
I don't know, dude. It's not going to be good.
So 65.
Who's the little girl in 65?
Is that just somebody that was on ship or someone that on planet?
Well, at the very start of the trailer, you see Adam Driver wipe. Like, there's like a, I guess like a...
Scroll through a screen?
No.
No, it's like a window, kind of, right?
What's it, like a pod. There's a pod outside of the ship and he wipes his hand and there's a lady in it. Okay. But... the shot's pretty quick, so I couldn't tell if that was the girl that he is then with later in the trailer.
I assume it would be, and I'm assuming there's probably a couple of survivors.
You reckon there's going to be other characters that we see on screen other than Adam?
And either you're going to get, because at the start he's already swiping through a bunch of like faces to be like, I guess that's who he's transporting?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to get people that are just going to be instant cannon fodder. They'll die in the meteor strike. Asteroid strike.
Yeah.
There'll be a meteor strike. They'll die. They'll instantly die. Then there'll be a couple people that will have survived and like crack open that pod. And then say there's like five or six and then they'll get whittled down.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then we're basically down to like Adam and this girl.
Yeah.
I think it'll be something like the pod can't activate, so all the people are still fine because they.
Oh,
be...
you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon we're just gonna get, but maybe toward the end. Here's what I think: we're gonna get Adam Driver and the little girl for the bulk of the movie, and then when he's like, it's actually gonna be really. I think there'll be because the aim seems to be he's like, we're gonna get home. Mm-hmm. Then I reckon there's gonna be a point where he's like, there's no way we're getting home, so we're gonna have to learn to survive here. Mm-hmm. If we're gonna have to learn to survive here, we gotta unfreeze some people because they've got like the appropriate skills. Then I reckon the meteor shower is the extinction event that happened to the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And I definitely think this movie, I don't think time travel happened. Or I think that this group of humans they're going to imply is where humanity came from. Like they'll hide in like a sci-fi bunker or whatever. And then the last shot will be Adam Driver looking out. And
pushing at us. The meteorite that killed the dinosaurs also made us dumb.
I forgot how a hammer works.
This is just like Battlestar Galactica. Blinked everything into the sun. The ship was being controlled by a guy at the time.
Did they forget how a hammer works?
Yeah.
Why? How?
Because they were like, okay, so the whole... I want you to imagine like the theme of the whole series.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Okay,
now,
all right,
the very last episode, you're like, isn't it nice not having to rely on technology? It comes out of the blue.
Okay.
Isn't it nice to not really rely on technology?
Yeah.
And, you know, President, you're dying, whatever. We're going to like fly around this whole Earth and it's going to be sad. I'm going to cry, like me personally. I'll cry watching this while she died. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rip to the president.
She dies.
Big rips to the president.
She's been dying since season one, yeah?
Oh, my God.
She did it.
Yeah.
Finally. She got it done.
She got everyone to the new 13th colony. Right. But everyone is like, damn.
That was actually third rock from the sun.
Oh.
The 13th colony was third rock from the sun.
Well, the 13th colony was like, we all thought it was Earth, but it actually wasn't Earth. Lucy Lawless is there. And and she stays here because she's like, well, this is bullshit because the 13th colony, they thought it was like going to be a sweet like safety haven.
Yeah.
But the AI had already, like the robots had already fucked it up.
Oh, I see.
And so they get there and it's already just decimated. And they're like, well, this sucks. Which leads to a lot of people killing themselves because they're sad and depressed. Because then they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, the planet's bad.
But they forgot about the 14th colony.
But then they're chuffing around being like, damn, we've got to do something.
Yeah.
And then they find Earth. And then they're like, hey, wouldn't it be sweet if we just started again? This is a beautiful planet. We can just be regular fellas just hanging on the land. How good is it not to use an electric hammer, I guess?
Yeah, fuck hammers.
So they get all their like spaceships, which is being controlled by one dude who's maybe a silent. He's a silent, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
He used to be a future basketball player. That's not relevant. I just
That's awesome.
That is good. Future basketball.
Basketball sticks around, except it doesn't because this is the past.
They reinvent basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's
yeah.
It's,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I guess it would actually be knowing all of this now. It would actually be easy to make the entire, because if you start as just a colony,
yeah,
and you decide as the adults, you're like, technology is bad. We're going to make our kids dumb.
Yeah.
Just don't teach them.
Yeah.
So they're like,
when your kid's like, what's that hammer? You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, so here's have a rock.
So then they're like, right, we get all our spaceships. We fly, okay, all ex-basketball player, like ex-past basketball player, I guess?
Yeah.
You fly into the sun, get rid of all that technology, and we're just going to like slum it on Earth. And that's what we do. And,
that's awesome.
I think they maybe see some like Neanderthals. I think it's implied they're like, well, over there, I guess. Wink to the camera.
We're going to fuck those Neanderthals?
Yeah, I reckon. Well, because one of them, awesome. Volta, I think his name was? No, Gaius. Yeah, Gaius. He was banging an AI.
Fuck
the,
you.
The sexy Cylon in the red dress on all the promos.
All Cylons are sexy, dude.
Yeah,
that's a
hell
good
yeah.
point, actually. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. a good
broad.
Point.
Yeah. Broad. Broad robots.
Yeah.
And did they have a kid together? I forget.
Robot and man?
Maybe. Or how? I'm just, I don't remember it.
Robo.
100%. Anyway, Mitochondria Eve, that's how that happens, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, Dusha, you explain to me Third Rock from the Sun.
There's aliens from Mars, I think. They go to the Third Rock from the Sun, which is Earth. And
I
then
see.
They pretend to be from Earth, but they're actually Martians.
Ah, John Lithgow.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I've skipped ahead so much in this episode of Baseless Speculation, and I know nothing more.
So, all future tech is like, destroyed, and they're like, well, we're going to seed Earth.
Yeah, okay.
And so they seed Earth. And I'm guessing, I guess if 65 is going to go down that route, same thing.
That's
maybe, it's the meteor shower doesn't just, like, it just destroys everything.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, damn, we can't access this future tech, past tech.
Yeah.
Sexy Neanderthals.
Yeah, sexy Neanderthals. Well, I guess if the point of Adam Driver's ship is is like a seed ship, it's a colony ship, then I guess they're set up to colonize Earth. So maybe in the crash there'll be something where, like, I don't know, their terraforming equipment is broken or whatever. And because you kind of need them to be doing something. They're going around. I don't know why.
Do you think he's
going to
be responsible, or that he's going to be responsible for the extinction event of the dinosaurs?
That would roll.
Like they cause the like chain reaction that then causes,
maybe,
like at this point, maybe it is like it's pre-history Earth, and it's kind of like the dinos, but like they're getting smart.
Oh.
So we gotta wipe them out for humanity.
I think there is, if there's gonna be a twist, there also could be a big twist that this isn't Earth and it's like Mars or some shit.
Yeah. I think that's possible.
It's just like a couple planets up that way. Oh, it's crazy we never saw this through a telescope.
We didn't realize Mars was like this. How do you imagine the Mars reveal happens, JD?
Just a rover.
it is still the future.
Oh, okay.
And it's just that there's dinosaurs on Mars.
Just a wealthy billionaire was like,
the Jurassic Park stealth sequel.
Yeah. Oh.
Chuck a dinosaur in there.
That famously, the only dinosaur movies that make money are Jurassic Park.
So it's Jurassic Planet is what maybe it's secretly called.
Whoa.
65 is a dumb name, so maybe it's called Jurassic.
Yeah, the day it comes out, it's called Jurassic Park : Planet.
Jurassic Park Planet.
JPB.
You gonna go see Jurassic Park Planet? No, that's stupid.
I like the better one. Was called 65.
That's somehow better.
Yeah, that's the same movie. What?
I don't know why they have greenlit a movie called 65. And like the trailer, when 65 comes up, it fades in 65 million years ago. But also like, that's a bad name too.
Is it because everyone like who sees this gets to think of like maybe one of their favorite dishes, which is like a paneer 65 or a chicken 65?
Well, hey, quite delicious. Messing up a 69.
Yeah.
By ordering a paneer 65?
Yeah. You're what is
a 5-5 kind of looks like sitting in a chair, I guess.
You're kind of like swanning your hands into the top of their ass. And they're doing the same to you. Well, no, I guess if they're 60-ing in the 65, they're sucking you off. You're just not reciprocating properly. I feel
It could be eating ass.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I think 65, it's got such, like, it's the point in the like pitch meeting for the name where everybody gave up. Mm. Yeah. That's absolutely the vibes of this.
Why don't we call it Adam? We can't call it Adam. That's his name in real life.
Yeah, is there going to be, speaking of Adam, is it going to be a really weird, bungled Adam and Eve naming
it's,
thing?
Adult and child.
Yes, I know. That's what I was. I don't necessarily mean that they will be Adam and Eve, but maybe.
Oh, her name might be Eve.
Eve, and then there's a little boy that he unthought's named Adam.
Is it like the unsettling end of, like, Knowing?
Yeah.
Where it's like the two kids holding hands and they're surrounded by bunnies, just in case you didn't metaphor.
Weird.
I reckon big chance it happens.
Yeah.
But if for that to happen, Adam Driver's character dies.
Yeah. But and what's also weird
he'll
about
sacrifice himself to for the kids absolutely and whatnot.
And it's weird, and I know this is not in the movie and shouldn't be relevant, but it's weird because Adam Driver's name is Adam. You know what I mean? It's like
can
a
we
weird...
find out what his character name is? Will that make you feel better?
Yeah, I think
oh my god, it's Eve.
No. Well, do you think it's going to be like an Eve or like a play on it? So it's like, say, there's like one of the persons called like Evan.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Evan and I don't know.
Adam Mino.
Adam. Ariana.
Yeah. Ariana and.
Mills and Koa.
Okay. All right. So maybe they won't go for a clumsy Adam.
Is that
Adam
a future name or a past name?
Koa feels. Mills is Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Koa is girl.
Koa feels.
Past.
Pasty. Yeah.
Could you imagine those names being in, say, Horizon's Forbidden Planet?
Yes, I absolutely could.
We fell for the trick of we're 20 minutes into an episode. And if I just read the premise from Wikipedia, that would answer a lot of questions.
No. Then we wouldn't have got all that sweet whale talk.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we probably would have.
Okay, thank
this would have come in after that.
Oh, okay. Phew.
After a catastrophic crash on an unknown planet, pilot Mills... okay, this answers a lot of questions.
Okay.
Quickly discovers he's stranded on Earth. Ellipses 65 million years ago.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
With only one chance at rescue, Mills and the only other survivor, Koa, must make their way across the unknown terrain.
The survivors could be the twist.
Yeah, that's true.
Across an unknown terrain riddled with dangerous prehistoric creatures, including dinosaurs, in an epic fight to survive.
Okay.
So they're both from the future.
Yeah.
Everyone else is dead, and they are on old Earth.
Yeah.
So I know that.
I still think it's going to be a seeding of a current
I still think they could pull that off. It's just cyclical now rather than.
I don't think they can because the two characters will have a father daughter.
Ship, you know.
Yeah, like, I don't think the implications are that Adam Driver and this child are going to reboot humanity.
Yeah.
But I think that it might be like they're the only survivors. Everybody else is in the stasis chambers and unsafe for the moment.
They think they're the only survivors,
or like we can't get them out until we get this, and we got to. I think there'll be like an element of this that's like kind of like the Martian, where it's like using shit from the past.
I grew fucking potatoes, bitch. Hey, Nasty, you looking at this? I'm humping the potatoes. That's the Martian. Science!
I love the bit where he humped the potatoes. Ooh, do we really want to go rescue this guy?
He's gone a bit crazy.
Well, fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah.
If he was stranded on Mars.
I'd be humping everything.
Could it be?
The first guy that fucked Mars, planet.
He's not made any food or any advancement. He's made a wife.
Out of potatoes that he was refusing to
eat. Potatoes and stuff I think he could have used to fix his oxygen or whatever.
So it could be that they assume that everyone's dead, and so then they go off and they do their thing where they're trying to, like, you know, go back to the future.
Yeah.
Maybe they're successful. I don't know. But then, like, at the end, it's kind of like, the meteors come down and it's just kind of like everything gets blanketed in snow, it's extinction event, whatever. And then it's like, you know, X many hundreds of thousands of years later, and there's like...
Very true.
The pods or whatever start opening up, and they're like, and now it's these fuckers here to do what they initially needed to do, which was to colonize
it. Great. But if they're like, they don't know that they're not.
And we're on this ice planet.
Yeah.
And where's hell? Where's Adam?
Driver.
Mills, sorry. And why is hell ship all fucked?
Yeah, what happened?
Or maybe stasis makes you dumb.
Maybe it's stasis. It'll come up on the screen as text.
Stasis made him dumb. They don't know how to use a hammer.
What's this?
Oh, Or like maybe a kind of a 2001.
Oh yeah.
But like in the middle of the at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Like an ape comes in and he's like, and he starts like, you know, mucking about with the snow, and he wipes that, and there's a pod with a human face there. He's like,
yeah, yeah.
And he starts banging it,
and then it crashes.
Yeah, and it starts to open.
And you're like, they're about to fuck those they're ape about men.
That guy is about to get his head just caved in by that.
Yeah, it's like that credits, and then the post-credits thing is just the apes eating the bodies. Oh.
Evolution still happens.
Yeah. The tasty brains that these apes ate.
Okay.
Because remember, you are what you eat.
Eating a human brain makes you cleverer. That's a weird message that this movie had.
Feed more apes brains.
Can they say that? Can the movie tell me to do that?
Yes.
Is the movie listening to
me? Oh,
I time. Am. Coming to movie realm, Jackson. I think I have to go, boys.
Yes.
Look at the screen.
Goodbye, Jackson.
Bye. Remember to feed those apes.
Enjoy movie realm and your new movie life.
Okay. Do you see Jackson's in the background of Babylon?
Oh, yeah.
He looks scared.
And a bit sick.
I don't think regular people are meant to go in movie roles.
That's the difference between stars and nobodies.
I wasn't a big enough movie star to survive in movie realm.
Stars.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Thrive in movie realm.
Yeah, not me. I'm going to die soon. You can't eat movie food.
It's all props.
It's a prop banana. Free me. Scene change.
Yeah.
Where do I go?
I don't know.
Where am I when the camera's not rolling? I don't know.
Where are you when we're not watching?
I don't know. Movie realm scary. Get me out.
We can't get you out of movie realm. It's your home now.
Good luck, man. Once you're in, there's no getting out.
Yeah.
Scary. Well, what dinosaurs do you think Adam Driver is going to come up against? T-Rex, obviously.
Mm-hmm. T-Rex, Raptor. I can
flying ones.
Yeah, pterodactyls, big time.
The Headbuddy Boys.
Oh yeah,
Triceratops.
No. Pachycephalosaurus.
Yeah, the ones who get the big donk head.
They always look like they could be like Friar Tux. You know?
Yeah.
I reckon he'll cop a big crocodile because I don't think it'll just be dinosaurs, among other things, is what he's fighting.
Yeah.
Big crocodile.
Big ape?
Yeah, I'm thinking big ape, maybe.
No, probably too close to King Kong.
Yeah. And also, like, just wrong era of dinosaur times, which is sad.
Oh, yeah, this will definitely be accurate.
Yeah. But I could almost see them, for some reason, going for accuracy.
Yeah, that's crazy, except that we see a T-Rex in the trailer, and it looks like a fake T-Rex.
Obviously not that accurate, but
so
like
not feathered accurate, but you're thinking, like, there's going to be the dinosaurs that were around.
Yeah.
Because weren't raptors and T-Rexes not meant to be in the same
I thought it was triceratopses and T-Rexes, but maybe you're right.
I'm not one of them dinosaur nerds, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sad because I'd love to see Adam Driver fight a big ape. I think that would be way more interesting than him fighting any dinosaur.
Yeah.
Or like a mammoth.
Or
he might fight a mammoth.
Ape riding a dino.
Whoa. This movie...
Why didn't we get like this to be just a little stealth rebooty reimagining of like Dino Riders?
Yeah.
Just like, whatever, who cares?
I know. I think it'll be kind of a shame if this movie isn't goofy and ridiculous. Because yeah. like you're starting with an incredibly goofy premise of yeah. like Future Man in past times. Mm-hmm. That's like such a 50s sci-fi Jules Verne-esque like concept. So like, just get silly with it, please.
Yeah, have a civilization where we're like, yes, we've built armor for this T-Rex.
Yeah, I'm a full-on dinosaur man.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine there's dinosaur men in this movie.
I think it's going to be more of like a sci-fi thriller, yeah, I think, rather yeah. than a romp.
There's not going to be dinosaurs talking.
Yeah.
You want a romp? Go watch the Jurassic World films, which are apparently an attempted romp. I think they're some of the worst movies Hollywood's ever made.
Oh, Instead, I'll watch, what was that dinosaur movie with Will Ferrell? It was like a reboot of Land of the Lost. I'll watch Land of the Lost.
Yeah, that set the record for like most amount of complaints in one year.
That's awesome.
It was to the classification board, but still.
Still, it's good. It's good to
People
know.
People complaining.
Is yeah. that got a little guy in it called like Mriko or something?
I don't know.
It's like a little goblin man. Awesome stuff. yeah, I think it'll be a shame. I think this movie's like, obviously it's kind of already, as you were saying, I think before we started recording, Dusha, its name really is not doing it any favors in terms of how well it'll do.
What would you have called it?
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
I don't know. I was wondering that too.
Before time, but real.
Jurassic Park planet.
Past dinosaurs.
Undocumented asteroid crash.
I mean, like, could they have done something of the name of the ship, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they call it something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's that kind of, like...
Dino cry... Fuck.
Dino Riders. Shit.
Dinobot.
Shit.
What do you need to get in the title? Let's break this down.
Yeah, okay.
What does the title need to get across?
Okay, we're in the same board meeting.
Yep.
Someone has just pitched 65, and they're all looking like they're going for it.
That's a number!
What could that be?
That means nothing.
It's not quite a 69. Or not. So are they eating ass?
People are going to think this is a porno.
I don't think we should do that.
Time
I don't
out.
Think we should do that. So we're not. Even 65 million ago is also stupid.
Yeah.
Stop to that. Like 65 million years ago, it's mouthful.
Yeah.
You can't do like. No, we're not doing this.
There was a movie that came out a couple of years ago called 42 and a movie that came out a couple of years ago called 21.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Yeah, don't have a movie called
21
65.
21 is about gambling, I can assume, because of the 21 Blackjack.
And correct. 42 is that movie one where a bunch of comedians got blackmailed to doing like really bad comedy.
Is that the one where Hugh Jackman's got balls on his face?
Yeah.
See, this is why naming a movie a number is the wrong thing. You're thinking of movie 43.
We are thinking of movie 43. What's 42? 42 below zero? What's that?
No, 40, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
42 is a biopic about a baseballer.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Starring Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
See, we wouldn't have. We wouldn't have got it.
Okay, so.
So don't, you're not calling it a number.
But what do we need to get across? We need to get across this movie is about dinosaurs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need to get across that this movie is a sci-fi movie.
Uh-huh. It's almost like a father figure kind of helping out boy.
It's The Last of Us.
Okay, Last of Us vibes.
It's like a samurai thing. Wolf and Pup.
Wolf and Pup
kind of story, okay. It looks like. Yeah.
So. How do we get these across? Now, a really easy thing I think would be to pick whatever era they fall into and just name it that. Mm-hmm. Like if, say, Jurassic Park didn't exist.
So the Jurassic era.
No, or just Jurassic.
Yeah, Jurassic.
What do you think about that for a title? Yeah. Obviously, Jurassic Park wrecks that.
But even, like, give me another era.
Triassic.
Yeah, but
Holocene. I think Holocene is the wrong era. I think that's the era just before Epoch? Us. Epoch?
Yeah.
No, Epoch's getting far away. It's further
away. No, it's an event or a time that begins a new period of development. Epoch.
I think Epoch doesn't give the sci-fi. It doesn't give me enough
Epoch
sci-fi.
Epoch gives you sci-fi, doesn't give you dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Damn. Close, yeah. though. Yeah.
What about something? Like something like New Beginnings.
Hey, Zabit, can I have a
boy in his pod?
Zabit, I'd like to have a meeting with you about Joel Dusha's performance.
He's pitched a fantasy children's film title?
Yeah. Or like the name of somebody's like story about their personal growth, maybe? Okay. New Beginnings?
He's like, I'm saying Epoch, because it's like E-P-O-C-H. It looks a bit like, it looks kind of fucked up, is what I'm saying. As a word, you look at that and you're like, sci-fi. And especially if you do like, like kind of sci-fi like dashes.
Yeah, I get it.
Look, I understand. It's a hidden nose, but I think it's better than 65.
It's better. Oh, absolutely. Even A New Beginning's been better than 65.
There's two movies called Epoch that already exist, and it's a movie studio.
Damn.
Okay. Okay. Right. What about something to do with the fact that it's a colony? Okay.
Mm. Brand new colony, and then use the song Brand New Colony by Postal Service.
Well, I was thinking something like, what's that movie where they got to restart the sun, Sunshine?
Sunshine, sure.
Yeah, they're called Icarus, right? The ship is called Icarus. Now, is there anything like that, but about like new beginnings?
Okay, so you want like a mythological.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dionysus, he's the god of the harvest. So he's like colonizes.
What about who's the cunt? What keeps roll? No, oh, this is good.
Who's the cunt? Who
no,
keeps
shut up.
What?
Shut up! You're making it go out of my head. Hang on. Who stole fire from the gods?
Prometheus.
Fuck.
Damn. Fuck.
That would have been such a good name. The ship's named Prometheus. Prometheus is the guy who got fire to start humanity again, if that's the premise of our movie.
You know what? That is also the premise of the movie Prometheus.
Coming up with a movie title's hard.
Who's the other fella? The rock guy.
You mean the guy who is getting his guts eaten?
Yeah.
That's
Sisyphus.
Sisyphus, yeah.
Sisyphus is the guy rolling up the ball up there.
Yeah, sorry. Sisyphus is the. And Prometheus
is getting his guts eaten by an eagle.
As punishment for the. Yeah.
Probably couldn't call it Sisyphus.
Yeah.
And also, are these titles too smart?
Sisyphus doesn't roll off the tongue quite easily.
Are we pitching titles you got to work to understand?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah,
damn it.
Yeah. Was I going to say, what about like the Roman equivalent of the Greek kind of like myth?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Is there another one?
I don't know. Not off the
top. Dionysus is the god of the harvest, is the one that you know he kind of defeats death. His Roman equivalent, I think, is Bacchus.
Yeah, but everybody, I don't think people more associate Bacchus and Dionysus with orgies.
Yeah, they do. Mostly wine and orgies.
So I don't know if
I
was like, what's this awesome wine and orgy movie? And Adam Driver's like, there's dinosaurs here. I'd be like, is he gonna fuck the dinosaurs? What's happening?
He's about new life and new beginnings.
New beginnings. Okay.
I was going to say Brave New World, but that's also a thing.
Okay.
Brave New Start? No, that sucks.
Okay.
We said no numbers, but like, what if we call it like...
Well, we already have a number, so I don't know how you're going to...
Colony, like, so maybe it's like Colony 16 or something? Like, that's the colony they're starting? It's called Colony 16?
I hate that more than 65.
You would call it Colony 65 then.
Okay.
Because then
that's
combining...
Colony 65 and it's set 65 million years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a coincidence, I guess.
Yeah.
We just don't say when it's set.
A bunch of these fuckos, they get into a spaceship. It's to restart humanity and like Colony 65. But then
the movie's
disaster
not about,
struck, and so 65 million years ago.
Okay.
Because the movie's not, the movie is about Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Because
we're getting stuck on the colony thing.
Because that's pretty much like the fake out.
Yeah.
Or like
right.
It's the character's motivation.
But
at
it's
the
not
start,
the point of the movie.
The plot
good
of the
point,
film.
Good point. No. Okay, what about we. So
we're just trying to get a name to sell it.
What about
back in time?
So, okay, what about we take the wolf, what about we crib from The Last of Us, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we take a title that kind of means nothing like The Last of Us, but gets like the
First of Us.
Not that it means nothing, but I mean like it's a kind of, it's a, You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's a kind of collection of words that, like, we're going to give it meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So is there something we could do there?
Oh, I had something. Never mind. All right. No, you're really building it up. I'm laying the groundwork for your pitches. Okay. It's like a turn of phrase or something like that. I'm so stuck on new beginnings. I hate that I am. Is there, like, something about, like, you
like
know,
like rebirth?
A fresh start?
Prometheus rebirth.
Okay, what about like
because he's a protecty boy, like, you know, and like, you know, there seems to be like, you know, got to do everything for the next generation.
Yeah, okay, like so,
Dino Crisis, the next generation.
save the cheerleaders, save the what? The humans? You want to call your movie Save the Humans?
How do the dinosaurs hunt? Are they pack hunters? We want to sell the dinos.
Okay, we want to sell the dinosaurs. All right. What about Dino Hunter?
Dinosaur Earth.
Turok.
What if we try and sell the danger that Adam Driver is in?
Dangerous Earth?
No. We call it something like
65 million years ago, no one can hear you scream.
What about this?
That's a tagline.
What if we call it Tooth and Claw? That's a phrase people have used about dinosaurs in the past. I forget the context.
Terrible lizards.
But tooth and claw is something people, I think it's from a famous quote about dinosaurs. It gets across the danger they're in. You're like, oh, tooth and claw, that's interesting. But then you have it in like a sci-fi font and people are like, oh, what's going on?
Because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's from like the tooth and claw, the dinosaur wars.
Yeah.
Dinosaur wars.
If I had legitimately pitched Tooth and Claw at a pitch meeting, and then I saw the poster and it was called Dinosaur Wars, I'd be like, I might quit my job, I think. I don't know if I'm being taken seriously.
Like, magically, because, like, oh, God, maybe I'm getting a thing where it was like those two guys that were just, like, making up, like, fossils and stuff like that, and you end up getting Adam Driver come back in time and being like, okay.
Oh, all right.
I heard they bought the rights to Tooth and Claw the Dinosaur Wars. I guess that was in the pitch meeting.
I guess it really changed from Inception to final product. Okay.
Tooth and Claw is a book and episode.
That's what Zammit's saying. Yeah.
No, wait. The book I'm looking at is from 2003. I don't know if it's a Dinosaur Wars book.
Maybe I'm looking at Tooth and Claw. I searched for Tooth and Claw dinosaurs.
Because I think Tooth and Claw.
There's a dragon on the cover of this book.
Okay. I think Tooth and Claw is brought. It's used for the Dinosaur Wars story, but I think it's from somewhere else. But anyway.
What about.
Confusing. Yes. Fair enough. Okay. Don't worry about it.
What about. So what did dinosaurs used to be called? Or what did. Like, kind of that thing of, you know, like that. Hairy dragons kind of
thing. It's not Tooth and Claw. It's Red in Tooth and Claw.
Red in Tooth and Claw. What about that?
Ooh.
Red in Tooth and Claw. No, it's too wordy. Too confusing. Fuck it off.
Red. Red claw. Red tooth.
Oh, fuck. Why is this so hard? I get why they ended up at 65. If we'd been doing this for fucking 4 hours, and one of you was like, what about 65? And we were like, why? And you're like, 65 million years ago. We would be like, fuck it, I'm hungry.
That's genius.
Okay.
Genius.
You're the smartest man in the room. Let's do lunch.
It sucks that, like, you know, dinosaur meaning terrible lizard.
Yeah.
You could just be like, okay, well, let's go with, like, what does dinosaur mean? And look like that. And like, okay. Terrible lizard. That sucks as a name.
What about, isn't T-Rexes cooler? Isn't that Tyrant Lizard?
Once again, I think lizard, I think, is not the cool thing.
What about just Tyrant?
No,
because then we're thinking Kings.
Yeah, fuck.
And also, like, that sells...
Tyrant Earth. Getting closer!
Tyrant... Also, you're selling, I think, a movie that's different to what the movie is. If it was like a one man being hunted by a T-Rex the whole time, sure.
Great name.
Yeah.
I mean, Idris Elba got hunted by a big bear and it's called Beast.
Is it a lion?
Yeah. It is
same
a lion.
Animal.
Lion, tigers, bears, oh my, they're all the same thing.
Okay.
Well, actually, maybe this is a good thing because, like, Idris Elba's movie Beast, then we've got The Grey, which was advertised as...
Scales. Sounds like a kind of Pixar movie.
Feathers?
About dinosaurs.
No,
okay.
No.
Is this a bird movie?
Well, it's dinosaurs meant to have feathers.
Okay. Fuck.
Hide.
Hide and seek.
And see.
Run and hide.
Because I'm like, well, dinosaurs got to hide, but they also got to hide from the dinosaurs.
Okay, here's a name that means nothing, but I don't know. New survival.
Survival?
What about just survive? Yeah. It's really boring.
What about Survive 65? Survive 65!
And then in the trailer, instead of going 65 million years ago, it says, Survive the night 65 million years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Survive 65. This is dumb.
Yeah, it rhymes. So it's great. So,
no, rhyming is bad. It's rhyming in names so, sounds fucked.
I know, but we got to go see. Ah, Survive 65. I don't know if I want to see that now.
Anything where the name rhymes, you say it out loud, makes you feel dumb.
Oh, it's not fun.
You become a clown.
Okay, fun. Oh, I guess I'm just here for your entertainment and for you to laugh at point.
Okay, yeah. I'll go home. Never mind. Okay, fucking hell.
Like, how about on something? Like on, you know, on Strange Tides.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like on.
Like on, like.
On Earth? Yeah. We're getting close.
On Earth? Yeah. No, almost, yeah.
War okay. on Earth? No.
It's not a war.
For Earth? Off Earth? On the.
Escape. Earth.
Okay.
Escape old Earth.
Escape from Earth.
Escape from Earth. That's probably getting too close. Escape from New York and escape from. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. LA?
Yeah, Escape from LA.
And then apparently they're still making this. Escape from Mars.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, whatever. Hold if you
up,
say
let
so.
Him cook.
Hold up, let him cook.
Okay. It's a pretty Jurassic Park exists as a name because you could be making this like something about the Cretaceous.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
when it's going to be set, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's
all
when
right.
the T Rex was around.
All right, so Cretaceous.
And that's the last era.
I think you could maybe get away with just calling it Cretaceous. No, it sounds stupid when I say
it. It really does. Like, I can understand why they call it Jurassic Park. Because you're looking at it, you're like, oh, yeah, Triassic Park. We're not making a trilogy. Oh, yeah. We are, though. Then you got, you know, Cretaceous Park. Jurassic Park. That sounds nice.
Ah, that's good. Yeah.
That's nice.
One ticket for Cretaceous, whoa, please. Whoa. I'll go home.
New Ice Age.
Hey. So the Mesozoic era was called the Age of Dinosaurs. The Age of Dinosaurs.
The Age of Dinosaurs.
Surviving in the Age of Dinosaurs.
It's got to, okay, take it for a test drive. I'll be the ticket. I'll be the guy at the ticket booth.
One for Surviving in the Age of Dinosaurs.
No, sir.
Yeah, but even like this. Hey, can I grab one ticket to the Age of Dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you're seeing, like
Walking
one of those...
with Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Walking with dinosaurs. Running with dinosaurs. Running from.
Running from dinosaurs.
I think dinosaurs not a good word to have in the title.
Did I pitch this already? Run and hide?
No, you'd pitch tooth and claw.
You did pitch run and hide. I think it was like hide and seek. Hide. Run and hide.
Run and hide.
It gets the thriller element.
Yeah.
And the running element. And the hiding element.
Okay.
I don't get that he might be, you know.
You don't get that he's a future man
future
in the
man in the past.
Future man future in the man. Age of the dinosaurs.
Future man in the past.
Future man goes wrong.
I want to get to future man goes wrong.
Wait, what's his
that
name?
That felt awesome, but it's not the movie.
What's his name?
Mills.
Again? Mills and Koa.
Mills and Koa.
Mills and Koa.
Kind of sounds like Mills and Boone.
Yeah, it does. And I also don't
know. I want to say Mills and Boone.
And I don't know out the gate that Koa is a name. You know? Mills and Koa. Yeah, okay. Okay. Poor man, this is trick.
Crash land Earth.
In the dust, in the fire. Fire and dust, fire and mud.
There is almost no fire in this trailer.
It's meteors.
No,
they're basically skyfire.
But they're not on fire. He hits a rock in space.
Yeah, but they're,
no, but the meteors are at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because, yeah, we know that that's probably how the movie's going to end.
Sky on fire? Well, the sky is falling.
What about this? What about this? Extinction event.
Yeah. Yeah?
Or just extinction.
Extinction could be good.
Extinction
is almost certainly the name of a movie.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time.
Extinction.
Future colon extinction.
Extinction
65.
No, no.
Extinction epoch.
Okay,
the age of extinction. Age of extinction? Hi, one ticket for Age of Extinction.
Oh, you mean, oh, so Transformers, Age of Extinction? Is that what you wanted to see? Shit.
Or did you want to see the 2000...
Michael Pay fucked us again.
Oh,
Speed!
The Michael Peña, Lizzie Kaplan film, yeah. Extinction from 2018.
Is Extinction Event a name? Because Extinction Event is kind of like...
Event Horizon?
I'm thinking something bad.
Event Extinction.
Event Extinction?
That's good. Hard to say.
Event Extinction? It's hard to come up with a movie name.
Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth. We crib
there from... There doesn't seem to be a movie called Extinction Event.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, is it the...
Extinction Event.
Yeah, 65 million years ago. You got to change the focus of the trailer to what I assume is the end of the movie.
Yes. And it might not be in the movie.
No. You play up the start of the movie.
Because they got to go colonize.
Yeah, and he fucks up the ship.
Text on screen is the spaceship flying. Earth is fucked. Adam Driver is the only man who can save Earth.
And then it's No, wait, because then it's the scene of the asteroid hitting the ship, and then it says, but he fucked it.
Yeah, this summer. Earth's humanity, like one last hope, you know, Earth is dying, blah, you know, we're facing extinction, another extinction.
But he fucked it, and he went back to another extinction event.
This man can't stop experiencing extinction events.
This is the one of the dinosaurs. Where are we, Koa? On the planet of the dinosaurs? No, it's the past. I think this is awesome.
Yeah. Well, not only did we tell you what's going to happen in the movie, but we've also done an entire pitch meeting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, well, what about we crib from Doctor Who and we call it Volcano Day?
Are there any volcanoes in the movie? Doesn't matter.
I'm assuming the volcanoes will happen. And if not, we'll make it.
Crash landing. Final offer.
Extinction event. I'm happy with that.
It's better than 65.
Oh, yeah.
But so have all of our pitches been.
New beginnings. Extinction event, colon, new beginnings.
New beginnings, 65.
I reckon they'll escape Earth.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't think this will have anything to do with the colonizing.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I think it'll be a romp in time. Do you reckon they'll be like, they'll go back to their own time or they'll like shoot it? And so it'll be like, they'll like kind of arrive where they sort of left. They'll arrive maybe even like further into the future than when they left. Or we don't see it. We just kind of don't see it.
Yeah.
Kind of they escape.
They get off Earth as the asteroids hit Earth. Yep. And then we're happy because the dinosaurs who have been tormenting this whole film
are dead. Thank God. Monsters.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a Before Sunset like kind of series where it's like the optimists will be like, well, they got out of there and they went back. The pessimists will be like, oh, no, they fucking died.
People will call this the Before Sunset of dinosaur movies.
Here's the thing. All the three Before movies end with an optimist and pessimist way of looking at it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Perfect movies.
Before Extinction?
Before Extinction. Before Sunset.
Before Extinction is not bad either.
Yeah.
Before Extinction.
Yeah, okay.
Before Extinction, dinosaurs.
I'm gonna go see Before Extinction. I like Before Extinction.
Yeah.
Can we call it BC Before Extinction?
Yeah, I was trying to have
so that you can
like
have BC in it.
Yeah.
BCE. Can we have anything that's got
before something extinction, before control extinction.
Create big cunting extinction.
Before cunting extinction. Perfect movie.
Cretaceous extinction.
Before controlled extinction.
Yeah, before.
But it's not a controlled extinction. Before.
Does it have to have extinction in it? Boys. Can't exist.
BCE. Boys can't
I do
exist.
Like going with a BCE like before something extinction, and then it's just like,
whoa.
And then it's BCE, and you're like,
it's kind of like doing the 65 thing, but with words.
Yeah.
I think this movie's going to end with a really unnecessary sequel tease. Like the kind of one where you're like, you're not getting a sequel movie 65.
I don't think it will do that only because the movies, the people that are working on it have done, haven't done that.
Yeah, no, it's the writers of The Quiet Place, right?
Yeah, but The Quiet Place doesn't end with a sequel tease, does it?
No, but there is a sequel.
No, yeah. But there is a sequel, but there's no like huge sequel bait at the end of A Quiet Place. In fact, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm misremembering The Quiet Place. Okay. The Quiet Place ends, like a thing happens and just ends. So it's like got a really like abrupt ending. Okay. So it's the opposite of a sequel tease, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe you're right, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Produced by Sam Raimi, and I mean, some of his films have had huge sequel teases, but others haven't.
Yeah, I can just
Evil Dead 2 famously ends with him going back in time in the at a horror movie, and then you don't get a follow-up for that for 5 years, and everyone's like, why did you do that?
I can just imagine it being like, the only way we can get out of the meteor hitting is by, we figured out what sent us back in time, and we got to make that happen again, and we go somewhere else in time or whatever.
Yeah, they go further back in time.
This is the American Doctor Who backdoor pilot.
Well, you may be. Maybe they just start going like place through time.
Through this time and space.
Like, yeah, so the next one, okay, so it's 65 million years ago. Next one is like 3,000 years ago.
Or it's called
2,000
like...
years into the future.
Yeah.
Really? Just like absolutely. So the first one's 65. The next one is 3,000.
And then it's
the
15.
It's 15.
What about if it's 65, 66, and 67?
I would get so excited though getting, maybe that's their plan, which is why they didn't pick 67. Because then people were like, oh, the trilogy's going to end on 69.
Where they go to the porno planet.
There needs to be more porno planets in sci-fi movies.
Yeah, there used to be, like back in the 70s, dude, like it was all porno planets. And like these days, like I haven't even seen
Barbarella's awesome. They're remaking Barbarella.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll get a
Sydney
porno
Sweeney
planet.
Sydney Sweeney is playing Barbarella.
That's exciting.
So that feels horny.
Yeah. I agree. Absolutely.
But they might, due to the. Due to woke politics and Hollywood's begun to woke, but they're gonna take away the horn of Barbarella.
No.
That's my biggest fear.
Thankfully, I have all these old copies of VHS of the original Barbarella.
Yeah, don't you worry, I got the original one on Blu-ray. Physical media for life, baby. They cannot unwoke. They can't. They can't wokeify my Barbarella. So much for the tolerant left.
Yeah.
Let Barbarella fuck the planet.
Anyway, so that's going to be 65.
Anything where I swing for the fences?
Adam Driver evolves in the movie.
Well, what if it goes back? Mine is that he devolves and becomes ape.
Yeah.
Returns to monkey.
He returns to monkey. Oh, man, that reminds me of this sweet meme. I'll show it to you later.
Because I want to see
it. Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, put it in the thread, dude. Put it in the thread. This is where we put all of our best memes.
Yeah. Are we going to get a smart talking dino?
Oh, hell yes. That would be awesome.
Alan.
Yeah. It's going to say Miles or whatever his name is.
Miles, I'm from the future.
Mills, I mean. He's because of his dino lips. He can't
Who's
quite.
Miles?
Get the...
No one organized.
What's your name? Mills. Ah! Oh!
You said Miles before. Do you know a Miles?
No, I thought you were Miles. I'll meet you.
Give me a second. I need to take a break. I think this movie, film of the year.
Yeah, that's your prediction. That's your swing for the fence. This won Best Picture.
it's my Oscar pick.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
Let us know what you would have called 65.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you think.
Or what you'd call a baseless speculation.
Let us know how many times you dropped your phone in the toilet. That's what I'd like to know. And did you drop it during this episode?
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.